We turn now to the story of an L.A. hardcore punk band that's taken a radical career turn. They've produced a mariachi record. The band is called The Bronx, and normally their music sounds like this. The song Past Lives from The Bronx's self-titled 2008 album. For the time being, though, the band's put the hardcore on hold, and they've transformed into Mariachi El Bronx.
In my defense, these prison walls, they couldn't hold anything in it all. I see your face in iron walls, and I keep crawling on back to you.
We're hearing the song Cellmates. It's off the new album by Mariachi El Bronx. Matt Cothran is the band's singer, and Joby Ford is the band's guitarist. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Hey, man.
Hey.
How's it going?
Matt Cothran, how did you guys decide to do this?
It came about, we got some friends together to do a mariachi version of a song on our second record called Dirty Leaves for a TV show. It was just kind of came about as a way to get around having to do the typical rock goes acoustic singer-songwriter type of boring thing that's been done.
The MTV Unplugged kind of sound.
Yeah, that type of thing that's been done just a zillion times. So once we did the song, after that, really, the record just completely took off. I mean, as far as writing, recording, the whole thing, it was just an amazing moment, out of all of our lives to be able to take this thing from an idea, all the way to completion.
I'll be free.
How familiar were you guys with mariachi music?
Outside of Los Lobos and stuff like that, and just, I really wasn't too well versed. Joby's got the mindset on that one, so I'll let him tell you all about it.
Joby Ford?
I think probably the most difficult thing to do was to learn how to play everything correctly. We are a touring band, and we were on the road more times than not, so I actually went on YouTube to find some vihuela lessons. That's kind of the way my life goes.
The music on this record sounds so authentic, and in fact, when we first heard it here, we were just blown away. And it's all sung in English, and I want to play a track off the album. It's called Clown Powder.
Low and be-
Did you guys get coaching to sort of learn how to do this authentically?
No. Really. I mean, we coached ourselves. We had Vincent Hidalgo, who played Guitarón on the record, has been a friend of Joby and myself for a super long time. Mm. And he was a very good guy to kind of bounce things off of to make sure we were doing things right as far as rhythms and stuff like that.
And Vincent Hidalgo is the son of David Hidalgo from Los Lobos.
Yep.
And David Hidalgo also played on this record.
Yeah.
Was it intimidating to play with somebody like that?
A little bit.
A little bit. I've known Mr. Hidalgo for a long time. And so
you call him Mr. Hidalgo.
Oh, we call him Mr. H. Mr. H, you gotta give him respect. I've always wanted to impress that guy, since he's seen me since I was in, high school punk bands with his kids. And, I've always wanted to impress him. And when he came in and, was getting ready to play a couple things on the record, I was nervous as hell. I think we all were, because that's kind of like the final test. Like, are we doing something right, or are we just gonna get laughed at right now? And he was blown away, man. And it was cool. It was one of the best feelings of my life, is having him excited about what we're doing. So that was a real special day when he came in.
Every night is the same. I could place blame. Death can dance if they want romance.
Matt Cothran, this entire album is in English. Did you guys ever think about singing in Spanish?
Yeah, you know, we thought about it for a second, but it just felt like that would be, you know, extremely fake. You know, I don't know Spanish, and there's nothing worse, you know, in our heads than, like, white guys playing funk. You know what I mean? So it kind of felt like it would add an element of cheese, and it would just be wrong if I did that, you know? So we did it in English, and I think it's kind of cool, too, in that way, because a lot of people, when they hear the music, they immediately kind of expect to hear language that's not English, you know? And when you hear it, it kind of throws you for a little bit, and I think it's it just kind of adds to the originality of the record.
Joby Ford, are there any songs on this record that started out as punk songs but then ended up as mariachi songs?
No. That would be very interesting, though. Maybe that might be our next record. I started writing everything just kind of, you know, learning the instruments, and songs would kind of come out of doing that, or had bits and pieces floating around. It's very difficult to take a song that is not kind of written specifically for mariachi and make it mariachi. And I can actually validate that firsthand, because we did Spin Magazine put out a Purple Rain tribute album to Prince. They had a bunch of bands do stuff, and we got picked to do I Would Die For You, and we did a mariachi version, and man, talk about a nightmare trying to figure that out. And there it is.
Prince himself isn't proud of this, then I don't know what he can be proud of. That is
he better be.
Matt Cothran, have you had any feedback from other mariachi musicians?
You know what? We're starting to get that for the first time. You know, it's wild. Our MySpace is getting flooded with other mariachi bands, like, saying, you know, this record's great, we should do shows together and stuff like this. So, you know, the feedback is, it's all been great. I'm very, very stoked about that, because the actual reaction from the Hispanic community has been awesome. Ooh. And I was a little worried about that, because the record means so much to us, and it's an homage to the culture. So I was really hoping that it wouldn't get thrashed, and, you know, the response has been great.
Have you guys been booked for any quinceañeras or first communions yet?
No. I know you can't see us, but we're pretty sketchy-looking dudes.
Oh, my love, where have you gone?
That's Joby Ford and Matt Cothran of Mariachi El Bronx, also known as The Bronx. Their album, Mariachi El Bronx, is out now. Gentlemen, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
You made me pay. You made me nervous. You made me shake. Oh, my love, where have you gone? Oh, my love, have you moved on?
And that's All Things Considered from NPR News. Join us tomorrow when we'll speak with two men who each command a pretty respectable following: Ron Paul and Mr. Spock, Leonard Nimoy. I'm Guy Raz. Have a great night.